After a year and a half of political paralysis, at last Israel has a government. Turns out a pandemic accomplished what three elections could not. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival, Benny Gantz, are forming an emergency unity government for 3 years. The two men will rotate as prime minister. Netanyahu's explanation by way of Twitter: I promise the state of Israel a national emergency government that will act to save the lives and livelihoods of Israeli citizens. Israel has nearly 14,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Nearly 200 people there have died from it. Some on Israel's left are denouncing the agreement because it allows Netanyahu to delay a trial. He's charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Today is also Holocaust Remembrance Day. At the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Israel, singers and speakers addressed an empty room. Nearly 400,000 Holocaust survivors are believed to be alive worldwide. Among them is Gisele Sikowitz. In 1944, on a train to the Auschwitz death camp, Sikowitz's father told her, "To make yourself useful, that's how you survive." She never saw her father again. After the war, Sikowitz moved to the U.S., became a psychologist, married, and had three children. Today, she's 93 and living in Jerusalem, and like many of us, is in forced isolation. I asked Sikowitz how this day of remembrance compares.
Normally, I would be, this time of the year, I would be in Poland, because I also go to Poland to accompany high school kids. And we go through all the sites, of the many sites of the Shoah. And I talk about the Shoah. I am the, what they call, witness.
Right. This year, for Holocaust Remembrance Day, who are you thinking about specifically? Who's on your mind?
Always on my mind is my parents. My father worked for 5 months in coal mines on 200 grams of bread a day. That was the entire food, other than a soup, which was water in which some wheats. And when they were brought back to Auschwitz, to Birkenau, his face was all black from the coals that they didn't have a chance to wash. And he was a skeleton without any flesh on his bones. And he met somebody from my town, Chust, and he said, "Today 200 Jewish men were brought back to Auschwitz from the coal mines where they worked." And he said, "Tomorrow we won't be here anymore." He was 49 years old.
49. Okay?
Yes. And he knew all along, this is my biggest pain, that they knew that they are going to be killed by gas. Can you imagine this? We knew that something like this exists and that it may happen any moment in Auschwitz, that they should take us and put us into the gas chamber. But it wasn't imminent. We didn't know for sure. But they knew we are now going to go into the gas chambers and be killed there.
Hmm. Gisele, as you said, you'd normally be in Poland doing the tours of these sites with young people this time of year. Is it harder to have these memories this year with no one around you to share them with?
No, I live alone the whole year, years, many years. I've been living in Israel. I came from America 28 years ago, 1992. And I've been living alone, and it's fine for me. I am very active. I've been working. I'm still on a payroll. I still have patients. And I have now, in this week, from the beginning of the holidays, I've had maybe 200 telephone calls. Every minute of the day, somebody calls to say, to wish a good holiday and to remember the Shoah, and to wish me good health. And so I'm not alone. And I talk to the children a few times a day. And I have, thank God, 21 grandchildren. and a large number of great-grandchildren. So I don't feel alone. And I have a Filipino lady who is with me 24 hours a day, and she's wonderful.
Holocaust survivor Giselle Sikowitz in Jerusalem, thank you very much for sharing your memories and thoughts with us on this Holocaust Remembrance Day. Stay healthy.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.